Welcome back to LA Providential. My name is Chauncey Talese, and I'm joined today by Brian Dubar.
Hello.
And Wes Campbell.
What's up?
Yeah, I got a full house today. As always, LA Providential is brought to you by the greatest website for all your LA sports interests, including our recently added LAFC and LA Galaxy pieces. Woo! But we can find out all your all about the Dodgers, the Angels, the Rams, the Chargers, Lakers, and Clippers. Please download this podcast, subscribe, use code LAPODFINANCIAL for 10% off the monthly, yearly, or lifetime pass. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the NBA draft lottery and all the Laker drama from the past weekend. We have a new Batman. We have a bunch of NFL stuff to get to. We have a lot of Game of Thrones to talk about. And there was some trailers that dropped this weekend, but first, let's get into the NFL stuff. First of all, you want to start with Cowboy Corner? Get it out of the way?
No, we'll save that. We'll save the best for last.
Okay.
Just because right. Brian's here.
All right.
Quiet.
You know, I expected this part of the NFL season to be dead, but thank God for the New York Jets. Their GM resigned, and Adam Gase got promoted, so Adam Gase kind of pulled a Jason Kidd.
No, they fired their GM.
Oh, they fired him? I thought he had to step down.
No, they fired him, and then I think the director of player personnel, too.
Oh.
They lost two of their...
And then Gase took over one of those spots, right?
Yeah, he's the interim GM now.
GM, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank God the interim...
Talk about
the,
falling up.
The Hannah, right? The coach GM thing always works. No matter what the sport, if you're the coach and the GM, it always works.
Yep. Okay. Especially a guy like Adam Gase.
I know, right? I guess the big sticking point with Gase and the GM was the GM did not want to spend all that money on Le'Veon Bell. And I have a feeling he's going to be born outright.
I can see it.
I'm just saying, don't be shocked if like everyone drafts some high-end fantasy and he sucks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Jets don't really have like a strong offensive line anymore.
And to the GM's... the strike against him was he always drafted offensive linemen after from the fourth round and on, so that's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
And they didn't add, it's not like they added any, like, you know, blue chip offensive linemen in free agency, so it's going to be kind of rough.
No, I think their two big signings were Bell and CJ Mosley, right?
Mm-hmm. And then they almost had Anthony Barr, and he's like, oh, fuck this.
Oh, that's right. He signed.
Remember, he signed.
He committed to it.
It was for like 8 hours. It was like Anthony Barr in New York. Like, oh, wow, Anthony Barr, huh? And then he's like,
just kidding.
I want to play inside. They were going to make me play outside. That's not where I'm comfortable. Never mind.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Vikings, Kyle Rudolph is in ongoing contract negotiations with the Vikings. There was reports that he might be traded at some point because the Vikings, if they're not over the cap, they're pressing up against it.
Yeah, they want him to take a pay cut.
Which he
obviously doesn't want to.
Because he's like one of the only four good tight ends left in football.
Yeah.
Three, I guess, since Gronk retired.
Yeah, and so now they're like, all right, well, are they either going to trade him or are they just going to wait for him to play out his last year and then...
Maybe. I think that's what they'll do.
Or are they going to release him right around training camp?
No, I don't think they do that because then, you know, as good as Thielen and Diggs are, they need another option and they don't have that.
Yeah. Well, he takes up all that free real estate right in the middle there. So
yeah,
and he can go deep too.
He can.
So
that, and I know they drafted Irv Smith.
Mm-hmm.
So you know you got an unproven rookie to kind of take over.
Exactly. If I'm them, I just if you can't come to a deal, just write it out for the year.
Yeah, I mean they said part like doing kind of like the trade or the trend of the recent trades where you know Minnesota pays like. I think it was like $2 million, and then whoever, you know, to make the trade, they send a late draft round pick, and then they pay the other half of his salary.
I mean, if they want to, they can kick the tires. I mean, I guess I would, because why not? It's May.
Yeah.
But I would hold on to them if I can, because this might be their last chance before they have to, like, start losing people.
Yep.
Because, like I said, they're...
Well, their defense, right?
Pretty much, yeah. They're going to start losing people on defense.
Yeah.
Like, they were able to hold on to Anthony Barr, but they also they lost Sendejo to... Was it the Eagles that got Sendejo?
No, I don't think so.
Damn it.
I'll check right now.
They lost Sendejo to...
I'm pretty sure it was the Eagles.
Yeah, it was like one of those random signings. It was Sendejo signed to the Eagles, I think. So that's already one piece they lost, and he was pretty good for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
Because, you know, Kirk Cousins is still on the hook for one more year, right?
You are right. It is the Eagles. Wow.
Uh-huh. I know. Holy that's crap. That's how you, by the way, that's how you know your team's run really well, when you forget people that they've signed.
Yeah, well,
you're like, good. Oh yeah, oh wow.
Good for you, Howie Roseman.
I know.
Holy crap.
I know. And this week we've also seen basically all the major rookies have been signed already and are going to report to minicamp.
Yeah, I think the only player that hasn't signed with the Cowboys yet is their third round pick in
As far as first round picks, well, they're pretty much all signed, right?
Yeah,
I think it's like one or two stragglers, but the way their contracts are structured now, you're not really going to have any Jamarcus Russell, Michael Crabtree guys that hold out till like October.
Yeah, I think the big one was it the Bucks last year, their first round pick. He waited till like close to training camp,
probably. But I mean, like in the old days when they could make whatever the hell they wanted.
Yeah,
like Jamarcus Russell held out to like almost Halloween, and then we wondered why he sucked. Or Michael Crabtree, once he signed with the Niners, it was kind of a tough going for the first year and a half.
Yep,
because he waited till damn near November. Like he was another one where it went to Halloween.
I'm trying to think of who else. No, those are the two big ones.
Those are the two biggest ones. Yeah. But in years past, there's people who held out to like around Labor Day, and then it's like, all right, I'll come to camp.
Yeah.
And then they wonder why they're starting off slow, because you need training camp.
Exactly.
Let's see, what other NFL news? I mean, we had a minor, Captain Holt would call, kerfuffle with Joe Flacco. He said his job isn't to mentor Drew Lock.
Yeah, and then Drew Lock came out being the bigger man and said, like, oh, Flacco's been really good to me. So
I love stories like that because, I don't know, I enjoy quarterback pettiness.
Especially from Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, everyone would point to Alex Smith, who was actually a good dude and, like, mentored Mahomes and mentored Kaepernick in San Francisco to a degree. Then Favre is the ultimate example of, I'm not mentoring you, fuck you.
Yeah.
Because that's what he was doing with the Riders for like three
years.
Oh,
Brady too.
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah. I mean, they say Brady was like mentoring
Garoppolo. But he can do whatever he wants.
Well, yeah. Manning too wasn't exactly. But then who was he mentoring?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Manning didn't really have a chance to do that because they were just, everybody was just trying to get whatever the hell they could out of him. I mean, that's all Denver had him for, was just to kind of run the offense that last year.
And I mean, I'm sure he showed Brock Osweiler like something, but not enough.
Defense. Well, it was all the defense. It was a rare last year. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When they won the Super Bowl, it was a rare year, and obviously Super Bowl where the defense just controlled the whole game.
Yep. I mean, they carried him all season.
Exactly. Yeah, and then they were on the ball. And
too.
then the Panthers were pretty damn good offensively that year, weren't they?
They went 15-1 that year.
Yeah, that was Cam.
That was really good. So that's actually a testament to coaching there.
Wade. That was all Wade.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. And then, you know, obviously their running game was really good because they still had Kubiak.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
and then Von Miller was just a beast. Mm-hmm. He's just a freak.
Yeah, for the Rams, they've shown like Taylor Rapp and Daryl Henderson coming into camp. They're both going to, and Greg Gaines too. They're all three of them are going to have a lot of time this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're going to have a switch out their DBs a lot for Rapp, which if he can get going in camp, he can be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Henderson too is going to be a lot of fun when they have to take out Todd Gurley. I don't know about Greg Gaines. I mean, he's probably going to start from day one, but he just seems like he's just going to be bull rushing a lot because he's just a big fat white guy.
Hey, and they also signed someone to hold up the middle there.
And they signed their fifth player from East Washington, Cooper Kupp's brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at linebacker.
Wow.
They're really like drafting people from the state of Washington. It's kind of weird.
Huh?
Like, there's like five East Washington players and like five SC players and then like three UW players. It's weird. But what about you guys? Any rookies you're like, okay, I really want to see what they can do, like, week one, week two?
For me, it's Tristan Hill.
Okay, what does he play?
He's going to be our under tackle, I believe.
Hmm.
Okay. And he was our second round pick, so especially with, you know, the suspension of Randy Gregory and then whatever happens with Tyrone Crawford, like, we need all the death we can, and you know only that's going to help relieve pressure on the defensive backs because you're only as good as your defensive line. So if they can get to the quarterback, then it makes you know. If I played defensive back in high school, so
yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
You were a slot god.
Heck yeah, I was. I ruled the slots.
I played soccer.
You played the other football.
I ran track.
But
well, I was a thrower too. I threw for a year.
I know you did.
Yeah, if you're a defensive back, you loved your defensive lineman because
well, they gave you time to do shit.
Yeah, exactly.
How about you? Any rookies you're like, oh,
The defensive player for the Jets.
I want to see. No, I meant for your team.
Oh, my team. Oh, I thought you said rookies in general.
No.
He's got to remember who they drafted.
You actually had a very good draft.
No, they did, yeah.
Well, that one offensive tackle you guys drafted to replace
Peters.
Peters.
I don't know how much they're going to have like playing time this year. If it was more than you'd think,
because Peters will probably be
I hope not. But yeah, I mean, yes, history.
I mean, kinda... the last 3 years have not been kind to the man.
Take it from someone that has Sean Lee on their roster.
Oh yeah,
just get used to him at least missing one game.
Well, yeah. I don't even know.
Sean Lee.
There was a piece about Sean Lee being excited to being like on the same field with Vander Esch.
Yeah,
but like the picture they use is like really bad. He just looks depressed.
Oh,
like he just looks like resigned to it. I'm like, that's mean.
I could see it.
Yeah, I don't know. We have a. I think we did draft a running back late. So I would like to see that because they use running now.
Drafted the Penn State running back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I'm assuming he'll get some unless he does like terrible in like you know preseason stuff, but I doubt it. I think he'll get some touches. So I like to see him.
So you think he'll split time with Howard?
Maybe not with Howard, but he'll definitely be.
Sproles? Is Sproles coming back?
No, he is. I think he was coming on a 1 year. But I don't know. He may not have a contract.
My money says he doesn't make it past August.
That's possible.
I'm just going
to he does multiple things. They might.
Just saying.
It just depends. Yeah, it's loaded in the backfield right now.
I don't think
so.
He's beloved enough to where they just hang on to him because the people love him.
Yeah.
And Clement is still in there. Mr. Super Bowl man,
the
freak of nature. So I don't think they'll cut ties with him. I don't even know what's going on with Adams. Because they're eventually
going to have to make a call somewhere, and they might. And Sproles might.
Well,
even
Howard is obviously going to be who they're working with the most because he's their big catch.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got a lot of good catches, but I mean, they're going to as far as like running back in the backfield, he's going to be have the most eyes on him.
Yeah, he's their vet. I'd say Sproles too, but again, Sproles will probably be hurt by the time the season starts or cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he didn't get hurt last year.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he?
Maybe for a game.
I swear to God, I thought he like missed all of last year.
Yeah, he missed a couple games last year.
That wasn't all of... No, the year before, he had a torn ACL and broke his arm in the same play.
Right.
But...
still got a ring.
No, he played... Yeah, he did get a ring, yeah. But, I'd have to look at the depth chart. I mean, they're going to have to cut, obviously, but we'll see. So, I would like to see, though, how that running back plays, too, so... Anyway, that's all right.
Leaving the Eagles' nest for a minute. Let's go to Cowboy Corner because it's kind of a big week for the Cowboys, both good and bad.
Yeah. Let's mosey on over to the right corner.
if you like it or you hate it, because I don't really. It's big,
fun.
But it's not
it's
big
fun.
News because there's really no news.
Well, the Jets stuff was fun.
Hey, it's.
Oh, okay.
It's still better than nothing.
And okay. Look, it's going to get really dark by the end of the month into June, so just enjoy what you have now.
Yeah, with the NBA, yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
Just with the NFL.
Like, oh,
it's
yeah.
Really
oh,
dark.
Yeah, it doesn't pick back up until training camp.
Yeah, and even then, like, you know.
Okay.
But yeah. Anyway, so Dak said he wants to be a Cowboy for life, right?
Yeah, which I'm all for.
Sure.
That's the right price.
He's going to make he's going to be guaranteed like $30 million a year.
Yeah, and
that's
going
to make things tough.
Yeah, and like I said, he's the second most winningest quarterback since 2016.
Sure. I mean,
that doesn't mean anything.
You're right, but at the same
time,
is that worth $30 million a year? I know we have this conversation. Is it?
I mean, you got to go based off the market value. I'm not saying that like they need to reset the market value for quarterback for him.
It'll just be reset in like a month anyway.
Exactly. But, you know, I do think he deserves a contract. And
sure.
He deserves a contract for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
But who else are they going to get?
They got Cooper Rush.
But it's going to...
Actually...
Oh, God.
No, this is Cooper Rush's last you're under contract.
Oh, well, you better. All right.
We gotta sign him.
Free agency 2020, guys. Free agency 2020.
Cooper Rush.
But I just, you know, it's going to suck when they have to let Byron Jones walk because he's not taking a pay cut.
No, I mean, he's on the fifth-year option right now.
And so then, you got him for at least one more year. Yeah, and then
for this year. And then,
but once you extend Zeke.
What about Smith, though,
Zeke
too?
Zeke and Amari. Oh,
who?
Smith?
Jalen Smith. Oh, yeah. Have to lose him,
he's
too.
He still has another year.
Still, because
this is his.
Oh no, he's playing. No, yeah, he's going to be in next year. But I think his contract's up after that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Once, but I don't think they'll be able to keep him around because by the time you get there, I mean, you'll be in the middle of like presumably Dak's extension, Amari's extension, and Zeke's.
Yep.
And I don't think
Zeke, you don't even know what he's going to be coming.
None of those guys are going to like take a pay cut. So it's not like you're going to have like one of them where they have like $10 million in like year three.
Yeah. So I mean, we're. This is why I'm glad I'm not a general manager for a football team, because I would be.
Yeah, but it's still your football team.
Well, like, no, I get it, but it's not like it's my decision.
No,
like,
but
hey,
here's what you do. You just hire some kid out of MIT to do all the cap math for you. And
it's true.
You know? I mean, as long as Adam Gase isn't trying to steal your job. You
Who does that kind of sound like? Oh, okay. It's okay. I'm just going to. Maybe not. He didn't come from MIT, but
what?
Nothing. It was a stupid joke.
Oh, is this Howie?
Yeah,
Howie Roseman.
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
He sounds like he's a Sloan Conference guy, though.
No, I'm but sure he's not. There. But he's not a football background. He does everything by business oriented stuff.
If he's smart the business talk, then
yeah. That's,
well, that's what everybody says too, because you've got the owner and GM for Dallas. In Jerry Jones, and he's
dual threat.
Yes, but and like you know, they're praised for all the money, like that they can manage money, they can manage players, and I do agree with Chauncey.
Number one sports team.
I agree with Chauncey on. Yeah, I would agree. At least on three of them. I don't know if there was more, but well, I don't think Jalen Smith is going to take a pay cut.
No,
Zeke's not going to take a pay cut. Amari is not going to take a pay cut because he's pretty much already said it that he's not going to. I guess the only person that who did you mention other than that?
Byron Jones?
See, that I don't know. I don't know if he would maybe take a friendly deal.
I don't think any of them are.
You don't think he would?
No, because
well, they don't have anybody left out there.
And then they
have
to start like, really thinking about it with like other people too, because it's not like they have. It's not like there's an easy person like if we cut like Tavon Austin, that'll solve all our problems.
Yeah,
they should just cut him anyway because he sucks. But.
Oh, he's got a one-year deal.
Stop
same
it.
With Colin.
I know, and he costs you nothing. But like, I do love. I've seen this on Cowboys Twitter. Like, oh, who you got? Come on, Tavon Austin's gonna be great. I mean, all he needed is the right team. Like, no, he had Sean McVay for a year, and McVay couldn't get him to work.
Yeah.
So shut up.
Hey, he had that one good play against the Giants.
but that's how it was with the Rams too. Like, oh, we did one really awesome punt return a year, and see, that's why you trade up for him.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, he can't play receiver.
Yeah,
he can't run routes. He can't catch. He can't bring
separation.
Well, that's
why we drafted. Oh, what's his name? It was in the late round, but
still, like, I just love
good, like,
seeing
returner.
When people stump for Tavon Austin for no reason. He's like a poor man's.
Oh no, you're talking about that other running back who does the punt returns for the draft.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
we picked
they picked
up, someone.
Up two running backs, one of which does the. He's almost like a gadget guy too. Yeah.
Like, no, nah, I just like
I forgot the kid's name, but yeah, you're right.
The standing for Tavon Austin in 2019 is incredible to me.
Ugh.
Like, how much evidence do you need that this guy sucks?
A lot.
Like, he's
a lot of evidence.
Exactly. You have a lot of just like he went out for on a post, so you couldn't catch anything because it was a bad, it was a sloppy post.
Yeah.
But the other bits of NFL news: Pernell McPhee is back with Baltimore, which is good news for Baltimore.
Yeah, they needed that replacement for CJ Mosley.
And if McPhee can, is it Pernell McPhee or is it McPhee? There's a guy in Billions in McPhee, and it always throws me off now.
I'm really interested to see that team because they're in the same division as the Browns. I really only see that them being kind of a threat.
McPhee.
Yeah.
Okay,
Pernell McPhee. No, he'll be good for Baltimore. Yeah, the AFC North is going to be interesting because I know the Bengals are probably going to be a bottom five team, and I don't know what the Steelers are going to be. They might be, they'll be frisky, but like I see them as 8-8 at best.
Probably. Ooh,
frisky,
yeah.
Are we?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
The Bengals,
fair.
I'm sure, will trade or cut Andy next year. But the Ravens and Browns will be battling for the AFC North.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll see what Lamar is like in year two. Scott Pioli also stepped down for the Falcons, which. They said it's been coming for some time. He's been kind of wanting to leave.
Yeah.
Kind of a bummer. I mean, but it kind of, I don't know why he wanted to leave, but given their last few drafts, they might need to just bring in someone else.
Either that or he's looking at that Jets job.
Well, that's Adam Gase's job.
For now. Until he does another crazy face interview.
If Adam Gase can't get anything out of Sam Darnold in year two, it's probably over. I'm sure he's going to be the coordinator quarterback coach guy.
Probably.
Or it's like some mid-level Big Ten school hires him or something. Like when Duke announces he's their new offensive coordinator. Yeah. You know, like somewhere it's not a football powerhouse, but it's like, hey, he coached in the NFL.
Yeah.
He made the playoffs once.
Exactly.
Let's see. Oh, forgot about this. Patrick Peterson got suspended today.
Yeah. I think it was supposed to be 10 games, and then they dropped it down to...
No, it was supposed to be 8, then he dropped his appeal, so it's just 6. Okay. So he'll be back by October 30 if they play the Giants.
Yeah.
That's kind of a bummer. I mean,
that's his first suspension.
His Pro Bowl streak's over, unless he just goes on a tear throughout the rest of the year. But I doubt it.
Yeah, it's. I mean, yeah, it's probably not possible.
Let's see. The Seahawks cut both Cam Chancellor and
Doug Baldwin. Wow. Which he then retired.
Yep, he retired. Well, they cut someone else on defense. No.
No. Those are the two big ones.
Well.
Because. Yeah, Cam Chancellor, he's been injured since 2017 mm-hmm. because of his neck, and then Baldwin was just...
I think he was talking about retiring
anyway. Yeah, I mean, let's just go. Yeah?
I mean, it's just Russell Wilson now, right? He's the last player left from their
Patriots Super Bowl.
Or Bruce Irvin, does it... Or no,
The running back, too.
No, not the running back, their linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
KJ Wright? No, not KJ Wright.
I know, I'm blanking right now.
Earl Thomas. Where did Earl Thomas go again?
Baltimore.
That's right.
By the way, a bunch of vets on the market still. Eric Berry's still available.
Yeah.
Jay Ajayi's still available.
Yep.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Jay Ajayi.
And there's a lot of rando dudes. Well, Derek Johnson retired, so he took himself off the market.
Yeah.
It was probably time to go.
I'll never forget when...
When the Eagles traded that?
Yeah, no, that trade, when they got like, that.
God damn it.
I was at jury duty, sitting in a chair, and I got a text message from Wes like, are you effing kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? What more do they need?
Yeah.
He was so bad.
It paid off.
It did, yeah, in the playoffs, yeah, because he took up... He pulled, yeah, it was... But he gets hurt all the time.
Well, he's not your problem anymore.
It's that English accent hurting him.
Let's see. Then Deion Jordan got 10 games, which sucks for him because he's a free agent.
Yeah.
All right. Now, shifting to some other news. Tonight, the Blazers are now down 2 games to nothing to Golden State.
We just finished watching that game. Yeah, that was crazy.
And last night, Toronto blew their best possible chance to beat Milwaukee in this series by blowing game one. They let Brook Lopez score, what was it, 29 points?
I thought he hit 30, but maybe...
Oh, no, yeah, he hit 30.
Yeah.
30, yeah 30,
he was dropping threes, too. He was just shooting. He just didn't care anymore.
Which, look, if you're a Lakers fan, that's depressing, because the $3.3 million that Brook Lopez is getting this year, the Lakers didn't want that, and instead they wanted to pick up JaVale McGee and Lance Stephenson.
I got to say one thing, too, because I watched that game in its entirety.
That's depressing.
Yeah, but the Greek Freak, people were kind of like... Some would be like, oh, he didn't score as many points and yada yada yada. I watched that game, man. He was all over the court. He was a defensive machine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was swatting balls out. He was.
He's a monster.
He is. He's great. He's great. And it was crazy to see that team just because they weren't. Toronto was the better team on the court that night. They definitely looked like they were controlling the game,
which is weird.
That was strange, yes. He was just dropping. He just was feeling it. He was just feeling
which
it that night.
Which is, again, weird.
And it's going to be inconsistent because he's not going to show up.
Poor Marc Gasol got that bad foul.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
Siakam shrunk again.
But Toronto was the better team, but Milwaukee just, you know, they came back and they didn't give up.
If Toronto loses this one, then they're going to lose in like 6.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the big news this week, well, two... The draft lottery was yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Or it was Tuesday? No, it was Thursday. It was yesterday, wasn't it? No, wait, no.
I was like, today's Thursday.
Yes, today's Thursday. I'm sorry.
It was Tuesday.
It was another other Tuesday. Pelican, I'm really tired.
The Pelicans won the lottery and got Zion, so now it's going to make life very interesting for teams that want to trade for Anthony Davis, because what do you really offer? Davis still says he wants to be traded. There was a little bit of drama that Zion might not want to come to New Orleans, but his stepdad's like, no, nah, he'll come. it's okay. The Lakers landed the fourth pick despite 2% chance to do so?
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Right. No, it's incredible.
Yeah.
They moved up from like 11 to 4. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
They're shopping the pick right now, aggressively trying to see if they can get anything for it.
Right.
Which I think they can. I mean, some team's going to talk themselves into like Cam Reddish or something and be like, oh, well, we need him.
Yeah.
Maybe. I do love that the Knicks like got to third. That's got to be depressing.
Yeah.
Because once they made the Final Four, like, oh my god, we can do this. We're going to get Zion, we're going to get KD, we might get Kyrie, Kemba.
It was funny seeing the outcry after that. Yeah. Knicks fans were so pissed.
Well, they're just used to it. They're used to being cursed.
Like, calm down, you're already going to get Kevin Durant. I know. So.
But for the Lakers, it wasn't the early drama. Over the weekend, they finally found a coach. Frank Vogel.
Yep.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yep.
Frank
Jason
Vogel.
Jason Kidd is the assistant.
Yeah, so. Kittlefinger, as he's been called on the internet.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I did not want Kidd, but I mean,
that was to appease LeBron.
I don't know why he'd want Kidd, though.
Well, you know why.
Why?
Their relationship goes back to the 08 Olympics, where like they just really got along.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't even remember that.
Oh,
crap.
Yeah. That was the, remember the
They've
redeem
been bros
team?
Ever since.
Oh, I did not know been. That.
They've been tight ever since, and you know, LeBron really respects Kidd, especially because Kidd also beat his ass 3 years later in the finals.
Okay, whatever.
And he was very. And I mean, I'm not. I don't like Jason Kidd as a coach.
Yeah,
and he's also kind of a dirtbag human being, which is partially why they might.
No,
not,
great player, but
they might
but,
not have
yeah.
given him the head coaching job because of that. Because you know, story service. No one cared in Brooklyn or Milwaukee because they were like they weren't big destinations at the time. But you know, if he were made head coach, the behavior in Brooklyn would have come up a lot. How he usurped Lawrence Frank. Made himself a GM, then like a year later, bailed, went to Milwaukee, did the same thing. They were terrible when he was a coach. Now they're good. So he's like white.
Shocker.
He's white Mark Jackson.
Yeah.
But also the dirtbag stuff would have come up if you're that coach of the Lakers. So not great, but at least that fourth pick makes things at least interesting.
Yeah, they can play around with it.
They
so.
Can. They're in play for Kyrie Irving, which I don't know if I'd want him because he'd probably quit by February.
Well, who's that other Duke kid too? That I mean, he's probably going to get picked in the before that. But is it Barrett?
Yeah, RJ Barrett's going to go to the Knicks. Memphis already said they're taking Ja Morant.
Oh, I didn't know that. Memphis.
Like,
oh, I didn't know that
like,
part.
We're walking
okay.
on Ja Morant, and the Pelicans like.
I was kind of hoping that if you, yeah, to maybe okay. So I that's what I thought he
Memphis
was going to get.
Memphis said we're taking Ja Morant.
No, I'm talking about the other kid from Duke.
Oh,
so you think he's going to be in
there? Then if the Lakers do keep the pick, they'll probably just take Reddish, which meh. Assuming the Pelicans take Zion, I don't know. They might be on the fence. I'm kidding.
He already met with them and everything. Man.
I know. Only if they didn't take him, they'd be dumb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I do love that once they got the pick, their season tickets went up by like 2,500% or something like that.
Fuck.
Well, they have like the worst attendance. Like,
yeah,
they
have terrible.
They have
a bad
media situation. They have like one beat writer because like just no one cares.
Yeah.
Which is sad because they have Davis and actually a bunch of good players in their team, but no one cares.
And Davis was incredible to watch. And
Until he quit on them, yes.
Because
that trade never happened because LeBron's people blew it.
Yeah.
It is going to be fun if the Benson family sells the Pelicans eventually.
Oh, yeah. That's going
to... Because they bought him as a favor to keep him in New Orleans until they found another owner, and it kind of worked out for a while, but then the owner died.
Yeah, Tom or whatever.
And his widow's been taking it over, and which was smart because she didn't understand why they would have to trade Davis just because the Lakers said to do so. It's like, why are we doing this? Just screw them.
Yeah.
Hold on to him. He's an asset. Whereas if it was like any other NBA team, they'd be like, all right, here.
All right, fine.
Move him to Alabama or, you know.
But no, they'll be in Seattle.
Oh, really?
It'll either be them or the Memphis Grizzlies that moved to Seattle.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Seattle deserves a team. They got it stolen from them.
You think they're going to take back the Sounders again?
No, they'd be called the Sonics.
Sonics, sorry. Sounders is that's the soccer team.
God.
Sonics.
So white.
Yeah.
The Sonics would come back.
Seattle Saunders.
The Sounders.
Sounders, sorry.
Anyway. Other than that, the you know, the Lakers are still a mess because Rob Pelinka is still running the show. God knows why, but whatever. Frank Vogel will at least be a stable force, stable enough until he gets fired after the All-Star break and Jason Kidd's our head coach. You know it's coming.
Go Lakers.
If they start slow, if they start slow, you'll hear those stories like, oh, well, Bron's ready to make a move.
Yeah. Make a move like to move out to go somewhere else?
No, because I can't trade him. Who's going to take on 40 years?
I know. I'm just, yeah.
Who's going to take on that deal? He's in year 18 already.
It's just, I'm a little.
But
I'm kind of letting that one go right now.
Moving on. Really, the superhero shit section. Real quick, Michael Rooker, you might know him as Yondu, or if you love Mallrats, he's Claire Forlani's dad.
Yep.
He's King Shark.
I'm King Shark, y'all.
Yep, he's King Shark, in the Suicide Squad 2 movie. That's cool. Reuniting James Gunn.
I know, I'm hoping that... I like King Shark in The Flash, and so...
Yeah, but it's all CGI, so are they going to try to do, a Hulk thing with
it? Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And you'll see him a lot before he
transforms.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So that's cool.
He gets bit by a radioactive shark and transforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Bit by a radioactive shark.
Spider-Verse.
And the news that dropped tonight, we have a new Batman.
That's so gross.
That's want to fly in for this one?
I agree on that.
Yeah, like, he's talking me out of it. I'm like, maybe, because Good Time was pretty cool.
Hell
but...
no.
Well, no, we got a sparkly Batman.
Because has zero personality. I don't understand why him and Kristen Stewart were ever a thing, because they're both, bland as fuck.
That's probably why they were a thing.
For those listening, Robert Pattinson got cast as Batman. Which, if you're only basing him up as Twilight Uvoa, that's probably dark, but... He's done a bunch of indie movies that showed he might have something, but I don't know if he's Batman. I don't think so, but,
definitely
again...
not.
Well, you know what? Okay, I'll say it, and this is obviously to an extreme, but people were very negative when they figured out that Heath Ledger was first going to be the Joker. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, what? The guy from Brokeback Mountain? And what did that turn into?
Well, the guy from 10 Things I Hate About You. Those are the two that were held
against
him.
Yeah, Brokeback Mountain came, right before it. And people were just kind of like... And nothing against that. Apparently, that's a movie. It's great, too, but...
Maybe should have won for that, but Phil C. Robin deserved the Oscar that year, too. But anyway, I digress.
I mean, we know it's your favorite
you
movie,
mumble,
but,
and there's, stop it. And you can't. You mumble, and nobody knows it's your mumble.
No, I just said, Phil, I don't know if Phil... Philip Seymour Hoffman deserved... Well, no, he should have won that year, but Heath Ledger did a good job in Brokeback. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. So, just saying that people would say it about the Joker for that, and it was...
Well, even with Batman, people were like, Christian Bale, really? All right.
Yeah,
or Michael Keaton got the biggest one.
Cause... That's the only thing I'll say with that, but I do agree with her that
it's a choice.
It's weak.
Wow.
He's just so whatever.
Why not just leave Batman alone for a while? Is it just because it's so much money? It's because of money. It's all money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like Spaceballs 2.
Give it a few years.
I love Matt Reeves. I think he's going to do a good job with the movie, but I don't know about Pattinson.
We'll see. I don't know.
Again, I trust Matt Reeves, so maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't trust the decision.
Yeah.
No. You know what? Batman's not my favorite superhero, so I don't really care.
Now
it's definitely going to be no one's favorite.
The other finalist, by the way, was allegedly Nicholas Hoult, who was the Beast.
And I like him, though.
Oh, yeah. I like him, too. Yeah.
I don't know if he would have worked for...
That was in for Batman?
Yeah, he was the finalist for Batman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I guess that was the list. It was him and Pattinson. I don't know.
Damn.
I like Nicholas Hoult a lot. Mad Max made me a major believer.
He can be, charming and then, kind of dark, so I could get on board
if it's Bruce Wayne is anything like his character in The Favorite, that'll be delightful. I don't know, yeah, Pattinson's a choice.
I mean, people are going to go see it anyway.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, I know, because, the Joker movie's going to make money, this will make money, yeah. they're fine.
But the problem is, though, you don't want to keep recasting it and, we don't want to see how Batman becomes Batman, 20
I think
times.
They're avoiding that. They're just going to jump into it. I think they're just going to jump into it.
Okay,
how many Batmans have we had? Keaton?
You forget it. Ahem. Ahem. You're forgetting the original.
I know. I'm trying to name them off in my head right now.
Keaton.
West.
Yeah.
Keaton, West.
Yeah.
Kilmer. Clooney. Bale. Ben Affleck. Pattinson and Kevin motherfucking Conroy from the animated series.
Yeah, so we got 8 Batmans as of right now.
Batman? Would it be Batman?
I don't know if you could really count the cartoons, though, because there's also...
Go home. They had Mask of the Phantasm.
Yeah, but I'm... Okay, so...
Top 3 Batman movie.
What I'm saying, though, is the recent development of the Justice League movies that came out was a different Batman.
Who was he?
I don't know. I forgot.
It was like someone kind of big.
Yeah, there's a lot of big names. Like, what the hell is his name? That's Romaine Ramos was, she plays Wonder Woman. Hmm. Superman is the husband of actually her. What's his name?
Yeah, there's like
Connor?
A lot of
Mr. Ramos.
No,
well, that is actually technically.
Well, yeah, voice work's great.
Yeah.
O'Connell, right? Jerry O'Connell?
That's, you know, he's married to Romaine right. Stamos, yeah. Rebecca Romaine.
That's what I'm saying, Romaine.
You said Ramos.
No, I said Romaine Stamos. Okay, whatever.
It's not Romaine Stamos anymore.
Okay, so those two are in it. Those two do voices in those movies.
Uncle Jesse had to be single.
fuck you.
I remember that joke from the, what was it, the Saget roast? Like, oh, your wife left you for the fat kid from Stand By Me?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Greg Giraldo.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Fine. So 8, so 7 live-action Batman.
Right, okay. There you go.
Happy?
Don't look at me. I was just saying if you're counting the animated, like, cartoon
fine.
That does it.
There's
fine. A lot of different
8
voices.
8 live-action Batman.
Okay.
Fine. All right. Pattinson would probably be the worst, but I mean, I don't know.
I'm glad you've come around.
I know. I was like, Good Time Kicks Ass. That was an awesome movie, but I don't think he could be Bruce Wayne. That's really the crux.
Yeah,
of
who
it.
Plays? Yeah, that's
like
a good
he could.
One, yeah.
I could see him like grumbling his way through dark alleys and stuff. Maybe sure, but as the Bruce Wayne, that leaves a lot to be desired.
He's just so bland. Like, I don't even know why are you an actor.
It pays.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, I don't understand why people cast him on anything. Like, he's so bland.
I don't know.
Like, zero emotion.
All right, moving on from Batman, because I'm just going to get mad.
Yeah.
The Flash had its finale.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, we had both Arrow and The Flash finales this week.
Oh, yeah.
So we had 2 send-offs with, what is her name? Felicity's character.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Something Richard and then
Emily
Cisco
Beck
Ramon.
Richards.
There we go. Thank you.
Spoiler alert, but does she die?
No.
Oh, okay.
What happened to her? Did she just like move?
No, pretty much like they set up both finales for the.
She hooks up with both of them?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wait your turn.
I'm just kidding.
No, they set up both finales for the crossover event.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's what I was wondering what they were doing.
Yeah, so they had. God, I want to say his name is the Monitor.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. Cool. I got it right. So the Monitor shows up because this whole season of Arrow, they've done like flash forwards mm-hmm. into the future. And so he shows up at the end of the episode saying, hey, I'm going to take you mm-hmm. wherever you want to go. And mm-hmm. he's like, and her last line is like, I've been waiting a really long time to see him.
Mm.
And if you've followed the season, obviously.
I haven't.
Well, I know. But Oliver Queen hasn't been
mm-hmm.
in the future,
mm-hmm.
meaning that he probably dies in the crossover event.
Probably. I mean, it's their last season.
Yeah.
And then Nora's just gone.
Yeah, Nora disappears.
It's a bummer, because she was good.
Yeah, I liked her. We got to see, you know, Reverse Flash finally unleashed, and...
Who saw that coming?
I know.
Central City Prison, the safest place
ever.
All of Central City, no place safer, like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Well,
no safer place.
They're kind of running out of steam with Flash, aren't they?
Pretty much all their seasons kind of run out of gas towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they do start off really well. They get really kind of
I watched
down
the first 2 seasons, and those were great. Obviously, the
season 2 wasn't good.
I liked
it. You didn't like it with Zoom?
Mm-mm.
I thought it was kind of cool because that's when they finally got him like time or right.
Yeah, Flashpoint was season 3.
No, but he still traveled back in time.
Yeah. The Flashpoint is when everything got like when you see afterwards, like when everything was manipulated.
Yeah, when he went to
go. But 2, he learns more about like you see that stuff where he can, and the dimensions are different and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like
well, that stuff was fun, but like the Zoom.
I mean, Grodd was actually for a TV show that was kind of crazy to see that. I mean, it's obviously not up to like. Motion picture, you know, like up, like going to the movie theater
or
stuff
HBO.
Or HBO, yeah. coming to that, which I know you guys are talking about Game of Thrones. Yeah. I think...
Wait, we'll save it.
I'm just saying.
Save it.
I know, I'm not going to stick around for the Game of Thrones because I don't know enough about it, but I thought the dragons looked slightly a little shittier this time around.
What are you talking... What?
The CGI?
Shut the fuck up.
There's only one dragon.
First of all, there's one dragon.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
We're down to one dragon.
Well, I was just...
Okay. Anyway.
This is why I don't say things.
Park it.
This is why I don't
say things. It was a solid season for The Flash.
Yeah, I mean... It was great to see, like, Nora kind of develop, and then, obviously...
She'll be back.
She'll
be back. She'll be back.
And then seeing Eobard really be as ruthless as he is.
Mm-hmm. So he's the big bad for season 7, or...
Season 6.
Yeah.
So...
They also, at the CW Upfronts this week, they unveiled the first trailer for Batwoman.
Yeah, baby.
With your lady, Ruby Rose.
Hubba hubba.
You're so all over the map. I love it.
Yep. Can't wait to see that.
Well, it looked okay. It's going to drop sometime in the fall, I think.
Yeah.
I think it'll
she's going to be back for the crisis.
Oh, sure.
Crisis,
but I mean, but then, I think once Arrow ends, that's when she'll get that time slot. It's only 10 weeks of Arrow.
Yeah.
And I doubt they're going to, stretch it until, Christmas.
Yeah, she ain't have my time slot. You know what I'm saying?
Don't get divorced. People actually listen now. Don't get divorced. was there any other superhero shit I missed? For Eternals, there's a rumor that Keanu Reeves and Charlie Hunnam are going to be joining, but that hasn't been confirmed yet, so I don't think that's really...
I saw one where... I think they said that either Zac Efron might be cast as Adam Warlock for Guardians 3.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So.
Oh, that, you know what? Actually,
give him some platform shoes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Fat Thor is going to dwarf him.
Yep. Oh, well, look what they did with...
I'm kidding.
With Odin. I mean, he's shorter than hell, and they just put him on... They probably put him on a box.
But he's not supposed to be, menacing? He's, he's a king. You mean Hopkins?
Yeah, Odin. Yeah, so I'm saying, yeah. Right.
Well, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Because he mostly got to sit on a throne for 3 movies.
I know. They can figure it out. Come on. They got lots of money. Disney.
I'm just saying.
I actually think that's actually might be a pretty damn good choice.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm serious.
No, because
they can pretty him up.
I saw it on the Google, so.
Oh,
on the Google.
You know, it's true. Well, yeah. Once Variety...
I could actually see that. I could totally see that, actually. That's just me. I don't know. That's me personally.
They got a little bit of time. They have till 2021.
If you know the character in the comics, I could actually see that.
Efron needs a little something. It's been a kind of a rough go.
What are you talking about? Baywatch was just such a hit.
No, it wasn't.
It was kind of funny, though.
I mean, Neighbors is his last big hit.
Neighbors 2 didn't do that great, did it?
It did fine, right. But he was barely in it.
What are you talking about? He was in the Greatest Showman.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. I take that back. That's right. That thing was a juggernaut.
Yeah.
You're right. You're right. That was his first big hit in a while, though. Because they ran through the
network. Just in that Ted Bundy on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
Was that it?
Lily
Collins.
Lily Collins.
Yeah. I mean, box office wise, but before Greatest Showman, it was kind of bleak. Because they played the IMDb game on the Woody Show, and it was like, oh, shit.
He doesn't care. He's got so much.
He's got so much abs.
I know. He's got that rehab body. It's great.
Yeah.
Where you throw all of your energy into working out.
And he's also... Isn't that jail, too?
No, but you know what I mean. You see a lot of CrossFit guys, when they used to be, into drugs and alcohol, then they hit religion and
doing CrossFit. I don't know many of those guys, Johnson. Oh. Please tell me more about this.
That's it becomes their thing, and they're, super into it.
It's his whole secret double life.
I do not know about that.
That's a major trope on American Ninja Warrior.
What you're advertising is people should just do drugs, get strung out, and start going to rehab just so they have to go to rehab.
Get motivated.
You're going to get great abs.
Need something to do with all my time to work out.
You know he's got stock in a rehab facility somewhere. That's why he's advocating it right now.
No, I own a CrossFit gym.
Yeah, there we go.
/ church.
Oh my god,
it's a cult. But nothing else?
No, I think that's it.
I think as the last right now, I didn't tell Wes about this, but
until tomorrow when something breaks.
Yeah, because well, hey, we got lucky on Batman. That's true. Got lucky on that.
That's true.
Well, I kind of surprised Chauncey on this a couple weeks ago before I got sick as hell. Yes, last week, but we were talking. You want to fight?
No. You want to get butt naked and wrestle?
Yeah. No. So, have you seen the Boys trailer for Amazon Prime?
Yeah, that looks kind of cool.
So you should check that.
It does look cool.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't look as cool as the Watchmen trailer was, but
that's right. I didn't get to talk about that yet. That's trippy shit. I don't know what's happening with that.
I know.
That TikTok. Looks awesome. TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I know. And all of the Rorschachs, or how you pronounce it.
Yep. Speaking of trailers, we didn't get to talk about this last week because we recorded right before it broke. Yeah. The It Chapter 2 trailer.
Ooh. Woo! I watched the first one again on Tuesday just because of that.
Look, the casting for the adults, their casting director is amazing.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Oh, it's great. Heavy hitters. They're
Chastain,
all great.
Hader, that Isaiah Mustafa guy from the Old Spice ads is the other grown-up kid. I don't know who the other... Oh, James McAvoy?
Yeah.
McAvoy.
Charles Xavier.
The fat kid is played because in the book he grows up to be like not fat and good looking. They got the guy from Beauty and the Beast, the CW show.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. That's him.
Beastly or the Beauty? Or
No, Beauty and the Beast.
That's right. Beastly's the one with the one with the Olsen
that's
twins.
That's a movie. I think.
Yeah, I know, but I always get that confused with the CW.
Why are you looking at me when you ask that?
You're the CW guy.
I never watch that show. I just know he was in it. And also because the main girl was in it was from Smallville.
Okay,
I forgot her name too.
The WBCW up until like 2010 was like your corner.
Yeah. WB. Okay, I had Buffy, and then you finally became a believer.
No, but you watched. But you watched Felicity too.
No, I did not watch.
Yes,
Felicity.
You did watch. Felicity.
I did not watch Felicity.
Whatever.
I honestly didn't watch.
You watched
Felicity.
The Dawson. I remember that.
No, I didn't watch that either.
I swear to God, you watched the Dawson.
No. He's just not going to admit it on the
Smallville,
show.
Smallville, I know you. That was
Smallville was my. I watched every. Jam. I watched every season of Smallville. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Angel. Angel was
there
the shit.
That was really jam.
I mean, I've seen an episode of Felicity.
I swear to God,
but I also seen. Times. I've also seen a few episodes of that garbage show, The OC, because I was dating a girl
what?
That. Was
oh, like, now I you hate The OC.
I hated The
okay.
OC.
Wait. Back up.
I did not like The OC.
Not garbage.
I did not like The OC.
I think you might need to leave immediately. I owned all of them on box sets when I was in high school, and my friends and I used to watch it all the time.
I remember we were. Flipping,
I remember that intro.
We were flipping between California,
yeah. Planet.
Phantom
yes.
Planet, I remember when,
I
remember you were over at my house, we had to flip between SmackDown and the Chris Mucka episode.
The what?
You were over at my house because we were going to watch SmackDown, but then you're like, oh, hey, we have to watch the OC, so it was like you, me, and Aaron flipping between SmackDown and the Chris Mucka episode. That happened.
I don't need, what?
That happened, I remember.
Don't play dumb, Brian.
I remember.
No, I literally, I have no, I have.
Was it
somebody that was there with us?
Uh-huh.
Like a female was there?
Yeah, it was Tiffany.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Nobody
okay,
listens.
That,
we can talk.
That definitely happened, yes.
Yeah, you're like, hey, man, like I know we're going to watch SmackDown, but like, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to watch SmackDown, but yeah, okay.
And then
now
we're
that,
flipping
yes.
between that and it was the Chris Mucka episode. I remember.
The fact that she remembered
no, because I'm
that.
Like, Chris Mucka, what the hell is this? What is happening right now?
That's right. Okay.
Like,
so that did happen. Yes.
It
for
did
sure.
happen.
Oh, that's 100% yes. But I'm amazed that you remember
well,
what the
yeah.
episode was called, titled. And I just remember what channel it was on.
Well, it was on Fox. Don't be stupid. Like, it was on Fox.
And Mila, or what's the girl's name that...
Misha Barton.
Misha Barton.
Stop it. You know
no,
who
I literally,
Misha Barton
no, because she fell off the face of the earth after the show. That was kind of her thing.
Was,
right?
She fell off yeah. the face of the earth during the show.
Okay,
it was a rough go for Miss Burton.
And then I obviously the guy I like because he was he's Gordon in Gotham.
Yeah,
he's the main guy. He's the main guy.
Ben McKenzie.
Yeah,
it is Ben McKenzie. How about that?
Ben McKenzie. And then I also like the other dude, the one that plays like the brother of him,
Adam Brody.
He's hilarious.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on the Single Parents finale.
And
great.
He was also
he was in Shazam.
He was in Shazam.
Yes, and he was he was
spoilers.
Captain Marvel Jr. I was so happy to see that. I wanted to cry.
Spoilers is Wes hasn't seen Shazam.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, my
but
bad.
Didn't you want to give Shazam a
it's
hug
almost
after you
out
saw
on.
It?
Oh, I did. Oh, it was great. It was
Zachary
great.
Levi, by the way, hosting the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
Sure.
You don't like him? You don't like him?
No, she loves Zachary Levi, but I was just like, I just remember that broke today, too. I was like, all right, good for him. I feel like
we're all beyond MTV.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, except the challenge. But
Well, we have to burn to that.
I'm just glad.
You and I will do our all challenge pod in like a couple weeks once we catch up.
I think that's badass, too, when The Rock gave him like props for the movie.
Hold on, we have to zoom through the next couple.
Gotcha.
So, also, the other trailer that dropped this week is Maleficent 2. I forgot it was happening, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer looks fun, so...
I liked her in Stardust.
That's a good movie, too.
Yeah.
I actually like Stardust.
No, Matthew Vaughn.
That's a good movie.
That's what got him, I think that's what got him Kingsman.
Oh, okay.
That was one of them. Yeah. Or no, got him X-Men First
and
Class.
And the main character in that was Daredevil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Let's see. But that looks fun. I mean, Disney, whatever. They're in heat check mode at this point.
I don't like Angelina Jolie. She also seems boring.
I don't know. Crazy. Why do they have to make a second one? Because of money. Totally. Never mind.
I'm
going to
say,
dumb.
Brian.
Dumb. Money. Brian. Yes.
You forget how the world operates.
I know. It's just, it's so sad. It's
or
like,
especially how Disney operates.
You know what? I knock on wood here. Like, I pray, please never, ever try to go and redo Back to the Future. I'm terrified
when
that happens.
They can't until Robert Zemeckis dies.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's like legally binding. He's like, no one can touch it until I die.
See, that's awesome. And that's a rarity. So, because that's another one that's like, don't want you to redo it.
By the way,
once he
goes, you know, it's coming. They're going to
offer Yeah, I know. Right.
It'll be on the Comcast.
Well, they never
service.
Said Star Wars. They never said that. They said that Lucas was going to take Star Wars to his grave, and he didn't. He paid.
Well,
he paid
him
$4 billion,
and he got paid.
Yeah, he got paid.
He got underpaid when you think about it.
Yeah.
He's.
Leave.
You leave.
Anyway,
you must leave.
Let me just zoom through this.
Oh Disney, my God! The three that. Oh God!
Stop it. We're gonna table Star Wars for later because I don't have all night. Disney also bought Hulu this week, which if you like shows that are NBC, you're kind of screwed in 2 years.
Yep.
Because now it's till 2024.
Oh, I thought it was 2021.
No, 2024.
Because you know,
damn, Chauncey.
Fine.
She's got this.
No, hey.
The stats.
Well, you know, I married well.
Talking about it on the Woody Show.
But, yeah, that's, you know, that's not great. That Disney now owns Hulu, too.
Yeah.
And then Comcast is going to launch their own streaming service so they can have all the Universal library at their disposal and all the NBC shows.
How all I'm saying is that continue to do that? Like, isn't that a monopoly?
No, because you see, there's enough because there's still Netflix, there's still Amazon, and there's still
And
then Comcast is having their streaming because there's enough competition to legally say that it's not a monopoly, but it's a monopoly.
Right.
Like it's like going to be five companies competing for your eyeballs.
Yeah.
The monopoly, like...
By the way...
They don't like to call it a monopoly. Tough. They like to call it a Magic Kingdom.
By the way, I'm waiting for... Because Paramount's, like, on his deathbed. I'm waiting for Netflix to just say, fuck it, we're buying Paramount. Checkmate.
Checkmate?
Well, yeah. Because then they can just like, all right, well, we're doing Transformers or rebooting Transformers. And not Star Trek, because they belong to CBS's... Oh, crap. it's a whole thing, man. That's all Paramount has is Transformers. Because like, they bought like Atlantic Comics or whatever. It's like the bottom rent, like old, like if they were like big in the 30s, I think, or something like that, or the 60s, and they just kind of dropped off. I don't know. I just saw that. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that is, but good on you, Paramount, I guess, because you got nothing else.
Yeah.
By the way, they had Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor. Ooh.
You guys talked about that in one of your other...
Oh, they have Mission Impossible. That's the only other thing they have.
Oh, they have Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's about it.
Lucky there.
But anyway, Disney bought Hulu, and then James Wan had two big news things drop today. One, executive producing a live-action Mortal Kombat movie, finally.
Oh, okay.
No director attached yet, but hey.
Oh, really they're rebooting dangerous. Mortal Kombat.
Finally.
Oh, boy, that could be scary.
Well, look, if someone...
Hey, first time I saw it was over at your house.
The first Mortal Kombat?
Really? Yeah. Paul Wes Anderson, holy baby. Shit.
Yeah, because that was when Andrew and I were on the soccer team together.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And
holy crap.
The other thing, James Wan is executive producing, along with Chris Rock, who pitched the story for it, the Saw reboot.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw that. That's so random.
Yeah.
It is, but then when you think about it, there's a long history of like comedy people going into horror. I mean, Danny McBride wrote the Halloween reboot last year, so.
Oh, did he really?
He did. Yeah, him and David Gordon Green.
Who I heard that Pineapple one was Express. Okay, though. I heard it was just the same shit, though.
But it, you know what it did? Made a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Mel Brooks produced a Fly remake.
Production budgets. Production budgets for those kinds of horror movies are very low, too.
Yeah.
They don't cost much but to make.
Halloween was a hit. You can't take that away from them.
Well, most of the Halloweens are, too.
And then, you know, you have what Peele's been doing.
I like Rob Zombie well. Stuff, though, with what he did with
yeah, but that's a different person.
And it's done, I know, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about comedy people. So, like, Chris right. Rock's the producer and he did the story for it, so good for him for trying something else.
Interesting.
Okay. I mean, you know it's going to do well because it's going to be very low. It's going to be lo-fi.
Right.
Lastly, before we get to What's Good and Thrones, and speaking of Thrones... Benioff and Weiss, while they were getting raked over the coals the last couple weeks of Thrones, Disney announced that their Star Wars trilogy will be the first one that's going to come out after Episode 9. Yeah. I forgot they were doing one. I thought there was a show. I'm like, oh shit, they're actually doing a trilogy? Because I knew Rian Johnson was doing his own, but this is a whole separate thing. No Skywalkers or anything, because that's what Episode 9 is going to close the door on, so I don't know what it's going to be about. But everyone was already petitioning for them the not Rays. To do it anymore.
The Rays or the... I almost said the Kenobis.
No, it's going to be... I think it's going to be completely divorced from all that. Like, it's going to be a whole new thing. But good for them. Keep getting them checks, Benioff and Weiss. Now, lastly, before we get to Thrones, what's good, you guys?
Oh, I'm going to lead it off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see. I didn't watch anything new. Oh, I mean, the...
Did you finally finish The Office?
No, I'm still working on that. It's been a rough, like, kind of couple days trying to watch it, playing with the kids and all that.
Also, season 8's hot garbage.
Yeah, it's it's definitely a tough hang right now.
Told you.
No, but what's good is that we finally have a release date for more Rick and Morty, so I'm excited for that.
November!
Yeah.
I have no idea about that show.
Oh, you should definitely watch it.
It's worth hilarious. Your time. The people that love that show suck, but, you know,
okay,
it's a good show.
Yeah. It's fun.
Is it kind of bring you back to like the old school like Nickelodeon stuff?
No. Oh.
What? No, I'm just saying like, you know, like how that was kind of edgy stuff was edgy. Even Rugrats was edgy.
No, this is an Adult Swim show.
Okay.
Like, it's not edgy. It's just overall, wrong, it's
bad. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, like I said, I don't know
anything
about it.
Speaking of Nickelodeon, by the way, the Rockers Modern Life and Invader Zim movies drop on Netflix this summer.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I don't know what happened to the Hey Arnold movie. I know that's floating around somewhere, but yeah.
I don't really... I was never a huge fan of the Hey Arnold. I tried.
You get it, you're cool.
I'm not cool. I liked Real... was it Real Monsters?
Yeah.
Real that Monsters. Was badass.
But I mean, yeah, Rockers Modern Life...
Angry Beavers was pretty good, too.
Yeah, Angry Beavers was cool. No, so you haven't really seen anything?
No, I mean, we watched the Lego Movie Part 2 or whatever.
How was that?
the parts wow. I saw were good.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, this past weekend, my wife and I did motorcycle riding, that's our right. motorcycle class, so we didn't
that's right.
really get to watch a whole lot. So, yeah. So, after, like, we got home Saturday night from the class, and we bought the movie because my son Zach wanted to watch it. And we both passed out in bed while he watched it. Mm. And then I woke up like 30 minutes later saying,
I saw you liked.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun.
I watched, I think I mentioned it earlier. I rewatched the first, not the first, but.
We get it.
Yeah.
Chapter one.
Which was awesome. And then I watched the crazy stuff unfolding with the Premier League soccer. And Manchester City won the Premier League champions crown for the second consecutive year. And ooh, I hate that.
What? No way.
I hate them. I hate Liverpool more, though, and they were right there.
Oh, but... totally. Those Liverpoolians.
Yeah, so.
How dare you give us the Beatles? I don't know. I just know that the internet likes Tottenham Hotspur.
Well, you should have honestly, if you like...
Well, that's look, the only thing I
if
know.
If you like looking fans in the stands just completely demolished and just crying and upset, you should have watched that.
Okay.
Because they panned back and forth because it goes, but it's on a point system. And it was just kind of crazy because it came up to like literally a goal here mm-hmm. and there could have depicted like mm-hmm. it could have changed. Okay, Liverpool's the champion over at Man City, and it managers Chester City just ended up killing the, mm-hmm. their team mm-hmm. that they played, and then all the Liverpool fans were just
so they lost.
Well,
Liverpool lost.
Liverpool won their game, but they had needed, but it's on a point system. Mm-hmm. There's no elimination.
Okay.
So it's like it's up to this final game, and then you look at where the points are, and Man City won by like 2 points.
Oh, that's another championship LeBron missed out on because he partially owns Liverpool.
Yep, he missed. Yep, they missed. Man, that would have been a big payout.
All right.
There's a lot of freaking money in international soccer. Well, yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's like
a religion.
It's unquestioned money.
It's a religion. It's literally a religion. It's a cult. Just a waste.
Anyway,
it's bigger than that, dude.
I did want to shout out What We Do in the Shadows for last week's episode, which, holy shit, you need to see this. Like, I don't want to spoil it, but they have to go before a vampire tribunal. It's incredible. Like, okay. God damn it.
I was watching, I forget what was on before that show came on, mm-hmm. and I saw like a minute of it, and I'm like, all right, I need to watch this.
Okay. No, yeah.
Because I didn't want to watch like the whole thing, because I'm like I don't want to spoil it.
You haven't seen the movie yet, have you?
Negatory.
Neither have I. I want to watch it.
It's so good.
I'm going to do that this weekend.
Oh my God.
I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to do it.
Jemaine Clement, who co-wrote the movie and is, and starred in the movie, he's going to be in the Avatar movie, so good for him.
Yeah, aren't they making, didn't they have like, that? Isn't that another thing that dropped? I think there's a plan of how many movies
week.
Are coming
in. Yeah, it was last week. Oh, anyway, okay. What We Do in the Shadows, I think their season ends next week or in 2 weeks. They've been on fire every week. Like, goddamn, like last week was incredible. Just because of all the people they got, I won't ruin who, but... And then last night's was amazing. Like, Jonah Hill's sister's on it.
Spoiler alert.
Well, I'm just kidding. Stop it. And she's hilarious.
Okay.
Let's see. Also, a couple shows ended. The Goldbergs and Schooled had really good season finales. I like the way Single Parents ended with Adam Brody.
Right on.
He was great. Like,
I love Adam Brody.
I missed Adam Brody.
Oh, yeah, he's...
It makes me,
I wish he was in more stuff.
And lastly, I've been burning through Fosse Verdon since most of the stuff has gone off of, gone off season. That's still pretty good. Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams are great. Oh, and the series finale for Veep was amazing. I know, you hate Veep. It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to worry about it anymore. But it was really pitch black and dark finale, and I loved it. The second of it.
Well, was it down to my savage. Inner dark soul?
Well, no, it's like funny. It's like dark comedy. It was like it was really fucked up.
Did you watch it with the lights off? No. So you were completely surrounded in darkness?
No, it was a weird night for TV because you had what happened on Thrones, which we'll get to. And then Barry is always Barry. And then Veep was also...
Oh, totally Barry.
Well, you'll know when you watch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you watch it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, which one are we making
Bill,
you watch?
Barry? The Bill Hader show?
Oh, yeah. You're talking to me about that too, yeah.
Yeah. But it's a super dark show, and then you had Veep, which was just savage. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what a trifecta. And then, like, when Billions is your chaser on a TV night, you know something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You know it was a rough night. But anyway, Brian, bye. Say goodnight, Brian.
Good night. I'm out of here. I already screwed up Game of Thrones once because I didn't realize that another fucking dragon died.
It's all right.
Shout out to eBay for having an actual Aladdin DVD.
Oh,
that
yeah!
$1 billion for our daughter.
Finally! I know. We've been watching Aladdin a lot lately.
There you go.
You know what? It still holds up.
You gonna take her to see the new one?
No.
No!
We're trying her with Toy Story 4 next month. Cause,
oh, that's right, yeah.
But it's still too soon.
I went to the Disney store, though, the other day. To see about, like, the Jasmine costume.
Uh-huh.
And it was, like, ridiculously overdone. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, they only made, like, 45,000 of these or whatever. It was just, like, super intricate. And I was like, what the fuck? My daughter would destroy this. Like, mm-hmm. No thanks.
Well, I feel like that's, like, with all the Disney dresses.
Yeah.
Just because, boys, but, like...
Well, when we went to
just
Disneyland,
kids in general,
it was totally ridiculous because they have, like, the dress shop there. And then they do have ones
right there
that
at the
are,
castle.
Right next to the carousel.
Yeah.
And they priced ones. But then some of them were, like, $300-$400. Like, who the fuck is buying their small child, like, a $300-$400 Disney dress?
I know, right? Like, especially with how hard our kid plays.
I know, within a week. Like,
you're done.
And, you know, like, I bought this one, like, Snow White dress on Amazon. And I was, like, very surprised that it, like, looked really nice. It was only, like, I don't know, $25 or something. It was, like, super legit. A week later, it has a gaping hole in it. Or gaping hole. And I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, this is why you can't have nice things.
Well, the Anna dress had to get fixed today.
Oh, yeah.
Elsa's torn.
I know.
It's just, yeah.
I'm glad I have boys. To invest in Disney dresses.
Well.
Yeah.
Well. I just have to invest in video games and sports.
Yeah, well, when Zach's accidentally buying stuff off of Fortnite later on.
Oh, I'm hoping that Fortnite is...
It's not going anywhere.
I'm hoping it's dead before
he... I guess they have a John Wick expansion thing in there now. Like, you can go to the house. You can go to the house.
I think John Wick's a character. Well, because when Avengers came out...
They did that too, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently that shit just keeps making money.
Those crazy kids on Fortnite.
I know. And NBA players.
And their video games. And
Fortnite's really big in the NBA community.
Oh, well.
I'm sure it's big in New Asgard, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Krog.
Yeah.
All right. We're starting to get punchy. Let's end things on a high note. Game of Thrones. The bells.
What are you talking about? High note. Yeah, that was just depressing.
Well, Daenerys was flying really high when she fucked everything up.
Well, at first, but well, then wait, she got
I'll
like,
let,
here,
wait, I'll let's you get guys 30 go first.
She's like, here, let me get 30 feet off the ground and just incinerate this
By
whole
way,
land.
Aaron Rodgers got incinerated, we found out.
Yeah, that
Rest
was fun.
Rest in peace, Aaron Rodgers. But anyway, do you want to go first? Your thoughts on the bells?
I mean, the episode was good, but just like, fuck, man. Why? Like, well, just like, I definitely didn't need to see like 20 minutes of you just burning the city. Like, don't you have to do other things?
I mean, whoever wrote the show, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
last 2 years.
Well, I mean, even like the first two episodes, I know, Chauncey, that you were like, oh, they're setting the scene for stuff. But in those first two episodes, I was like, okay, I get it. Like, we're meeting seeing everyone again, okay. But like, all right, let's move it along. You only have six episodes.
Well, their sins go run deeper than that.
Well, I know, but I mean...
Coffee deep.
Yeah. But, you're so... but, yeah, and then I don't understand, like, your people are in there too, like, fighting, so why are you burning everyone?
They really did a bad job with, like, the heel turn. They wanted a surprise element rather than to do the work to show, like, why it happened. Because, like, they're like, oh, well, you know, people have been telling us for years that she's gonna do this. True, but, like, you never had the moments where she was, like, conflicted about stuff? You know, like, she had been in the past?
I mean, like, when they killed Miss Sandy.
No, but I mean, like, you had, like, 30 seconds of her, like, being kind of distraught and kind of, like, her bathrobe and stuff, but you never really got, like, a moment where it's like, yeah, I wanted to...
But, I mean, I think that, like, you know, Jorah and, like, her other... Yeah, Miss Sandy, they were, like, you know, keeping her in check, and, like, obviously
you don't
since
have the,
they're
I know,
gone.
But the problem with that, because, like, that generated a lot of internet this week, because, dear Jesus, did the internet break when she started burning King's Landing?
Yeah,
they didn't do the work to establish, like, well, why
yeah,
now?
I agree.
Like, the why now?
Right.
And some people were like, well, this isn't the Daenerys I've known, but it's, like, kind of is if you pay attention. But
right,
they didn't do it a good enough job for that to happen the way it did.
No,
like, for her to suddenly start killing the people in King's Landing, you need to kind of explain why we're over the edge now.
Well,
but I mean, like, if you didn't see that coming, then, like,
no, but I mean, like, I know, but I mean, like, it's been one thing if she just, like, melted the castle and we're fine, but
right.
They, for her to go like that, then it just looks like she's snapping spontaneously, and that's a bad look.
Well, and I did see a fan theory that, Bronn took over, the dragon. And it
Bran?
Was Bran. There we go.
Is that Bran?
Sorry,
Bran. That would be fun.
Yeah, but Bran took over the dragon,
and
he was the one
that
was controlling.
I don't buy that for
me. I didn't read the story, like the whole story. I just saw that, and I'm like, okay, now we're just reaching.
Right, I know. And I do feel like they really screwed up Jaime's arc at the very end. Like, they really blew
that. Yeah.
That was just I don't get it.
It was stupid.
Because that's one of their best characters, because if you track it from, like, the pilot to the last episode, they did a really amazing job. He's very complex. He, you know, he really changed who he was.
Hit rock bottom.
He rose back up and then backed down again. They really didn't do a good job explaining why he left, because I thought, oh, okay, he's just going to kill Cersei, and he wants to leave Brienne to be safe.
Yeah.
Nope, I was wrong. That he literally went back to be with Cersei, but they didn't do the work to show, like, well, what was he conflicted about?
Yeah,
why didn't he think if he loved Brienne and Cersei? Why did he think he only deserved Cersei? he just kind of hit it and quit it, and that was it. That's why everyone was confused.
Yep.
Right.
And
just the way he went out, like, mm-hmm. or how they went out, like.
I get it.
I saw a theory that he's not dead. I mean, how could he not be dead?
The Red Keep, the whole castle came in on him.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, but a pillar could have, like, they could just be trapped under it.
Like, this is one of those episodes where the acting really elevated the very shaky writing.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw it with, like, you know, Cersei and Jaime, because, like, you, even though, again, the way you got there was not great, they were very good in that moment, you know?
Like, I just wanted her to get beheaded, kill her.
Like, the visuals you had, like, okay, like, the castle, which they're from Casterly Rock, crumbling on them, it's just them inside, you know, under the ground. A lot of stuff to work with there.
Yeah,
but the work to get there was done sloppily.
Very sloppily,
because
I like that word.
Now, I did like Clegane Bowl. That was cool. Mountain versus the Hound.
Oh, I was like...
Their last name's Clegane.
And
then Qyburn going out like that was perfect.
Yeah, I mean...
Cersei tiptoeing past him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was just great. Like,
I mean, you needed a little bit of that, because that was a rough episode otherwise. Yes.
But... Yeah, and kind of piggybacking off of what you said, Allie, we didn't need to see King's Landing burn for like 20-30 minutes.
Yeah, it would have been
sufficient for like maybe 5-10 minutes. It was a spectacular piece of
filmmaking, and Miguel Sapochnik needs like an action movie now. But
yeah, and I thought what the more important piece was seeing Arya, like,
that was cool. Like,
I thought that was
very well done.
Yeah, I liked that part. Like, having that whole series where it's just showing the town, like, the fear and pretty much the destruction and everything. Well, the
cutting between her trying to escape and then what was happening with the Hound is cool.
Yeah.
And even their moment before he goes in where he's like, hey, I don't want you to be like me. And she calls him by his first name and says, thank you. That was nice.
Yeah,
like, that was a really good moment.
That touches you right in the feels.
It does. And that was very well... That paid off a whole bunch of, you know, seasons worth of work.
Yeah.
That was fine. But, like, everything else was built on a very shaky foundation. Because after season...
Of hot garbage.
Well, not hot garbage. I mean, I'm not signing that dumbass petition I saw online.
There's a petition?
Oh, my God, you didn't see this?
No.
Oh, yeah, for them
There's
to
a petition
rewrite
for, like, to remake season 8 with better writers. It's like, look, you can have your quibbles, but I dare you. I almost want them to do it. I want to read their... I want to read what the people who signed the petition... I want what their writers have. Because you know it'll be bad.
Well, and
because it's not like,
well, people are just dumb.
I know.
It took them 2 years to make to make season 8.
Or, like,
how much longer is it
going
to take to,
like,
reshoot everything?
Well, they're not gonna, because HBO's like, fuck off.
I know, but let's just say this petition goes through. Are we gonna really want to wait another like 2 years?
I would love them. Like, all right, you know what? Put it up online. I want to read what your season premiere would have been. Go ahead, let's see it. As I'm sure the dialogue would have been terrible, and they wouldn't know how to structure anything. Just because you have final draft does not make you a writer, I know.
it would be like that Zack and Mary.
Yeah.
Make a porno scene.
Yep, exactly.
I just feel like, you know, if you know that you're just going to do a couple episodes, like, stop wasting time on dumb shit that, like, doesn't matter.
Well, their original sin was after season 6, and, you know, they have the scene of Dany going on the boats, near the dragons, and all the army. They had to find a way to even level the playing field, because then it's like, well, why doesn't you just raid King's Landing? Why doesn't you just burn the castle down and we're done?
Or, like, I don't understand, like...
So they had to even at the playing field, and they had to do it dumb. They did it, were dumb about it.
But, like, okay, if you're going to go, like, that route with, like, Dany just destroying King's Landing and stuff, I probably would have done that first before, like, the Night King.
Mm.
Because, like, you've built him up this whole time, and then it was just over, like, in a snap.
Right,
and
that's the other thing. Their pacing's been off. And, you know, it's because they know they want to get somewhere. I mean,
it just doesn't make sense for, like, Cersei to be, like, the bigger
bad. But she didn't even do anything, though.
Well, I know, but I mean,
that,
like...
was the weird part. The whole point was to get Dany to be the bad guy. And, because I guess in the George R. R. Martin kind of alluded, that's where the books are going.
Right.
Like, she's going to be the Queen of Ashes. But the getting there, they did it poorly.
Right.
And you know they did it poorly because a lot of people were confused as to what happened. Because they didn't do a good job, you know... laying the groundwork.
Right. No, I get it, but it's just like, okay, well,
I mean, you did a good job laying groundwork for it being hot garbage.
No, stop. I wouldn't say garbage, but, like, I do love that there was a whole bunch of like, all right, that's it, the show's canceled. Like, there's one episode left. Like, you know you're going to watch. Like, why would you stop now? You're like, nope.
I did. I loved seeing Jon Snow's reaction when, oh, what's his face?
Grey Worm?
There we go. Thank you. Okay. Or he's just like,
well, that's another thing.
Fuck it, I'm going to spear this guy. That's another
thing they didn't do a good job with, because the whole point of the Unsullied was, like, they do what you tell them.
Yeah.
They might as well be robots.
Exactly.
And for him to, you know, go off the reservation they didn't do a good job saying that he could do that.
Yeah. I mean, they, you can sit there and argue saying that they did with how they, how the mountain killed,
Missandei.
Thank you. I was going to say Melisandre.
No, she already died.
Yeah. But killing her and everything, and that was like,
but even his, still, his like, love, you didn't have a moment after that, though, where he's like dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, just, I mean, you saw him pretty fucking sad when he had that collar.
I know,
but
it's one of those things like, okay, well, how's he handling this?
Well, obviously,
like,
not well. But I got my head chopped off in front of
you. You know what I mean? Like, you need like at least one scene of him, and just the last time you see him, it's like it's when they're in King's Landing.
Yeah. It's true.
Now, the Jaime Tyrion scene in the tent was really nice.
Yes, that was a nice farewell there.
Like a lot, like the last couple weeks have been a lot of Emmy reels, and I like that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird how we just jumped to Varys having to get murdered.
Yeah,
they didn't do a good job with that. They just like, all right, well, we got
to get like, it seems like they're following a trend this season.
I know. Well, it's like I said, it really goes back to last season.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the groundwork they laid last season, it was poor too, because, like, they needed 10 episodes a season rather than to do, you know, 7 and 6 respectively.
Yeah.
Because then you could at least, like, build plot out more.
True.
I mean, whatever. I'm obviously, we're all watching the finale, because otherwise, what's the point? But
yeah, I'm not going to jump ship now.
You know,
but
why would you? I think they'll, you know, get somewhere kind of okay, because this is what they've been building towards. You know, so they have to have something left in the chamber. But you know,
I like how the big rumor, like what everyone's hoping, is that Jon Snow murders.
Well, duh, Daenerys. Obviously, he's gonna. I mean, if not, it's gotta be. I don't know.
He already murdered her love life.
Well, yeah.
If anything, it's his fault that King's Landing is.
Well, she said, like, he's the one that betrayed me.
Yeah.
Which that's a little harsh, but
you betrayed your aunt's lust.
I know, right? But no, I think it'll be solid. Like, I think it'll end fine.
At this point, I'm just kind of like, all right, let's see how it pans out.
I know. I'm not like, go from there. I'm not going to say they'll crush it, but I think they'll be okay.
How amazing would that be if they actually crushed it and like turned everything around?
That would be great. And like, everyone's like, you know what? Like, you know
I was
what?
Right
they
all along.
They did it.
I was right all along.
Yeah. I was worried, but this is where they're headed all along. Yeah. We did it.
I just had to be patient.
Well, I feel that way about like Arya, because everyone, like, I do like Arya now, but like everyone's like, yeah,
but
my girl Arya. Like, da 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 da. I'm pretty sure. Hold on. But, like, she was boring as fuck when she was just, like, blind and, like, wallowing in the street. Like, she was so boring. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I hate just even checking in with you.
But it paid
off. Well, I know. But, I mean, like, don't pretend like you've been, like, right there with your girl Arya the whole time when she was super boring before.
I was going to say, according to the Department of, like, Social Security, that's one of the most popular names to come out over the last few years. Did you know that?
I'm sorry, what?
For Game of Thrones characters, like, there's, like, over 2,000, like, almost 2,500 Arias
well,
in the last
years. Oh, yeah, like, I think
there was a Theon on that list, which, who's naming their kid Theon? A lot of Daenerys, which, that took a rough hit this week, if you named your kid Daenerys or Khaleesi, which, there's been a lot of that.
Yep.
A lot of soul-searching on that one. There's a lot of Tyrians.
How great would it be if it was?
I think it was like there. I think it was like one or two Cerseis. I'm like, what are you doing?
You're setting your kid up to fail,
right? It was a lot of Sansas, obviously.
Yeah.
Some Briennes, but the fact that someone that named their kid Theon, like, what do you? Why? Who's naming their kid Theon?
It's a foreshadow for later in life.
Oh, God! I hope not.
They're going to sit there and betray their family and then redeem themselves.
Aside from Game of Thrones ending, Barry's second season ends on Sunday. So HBO will go dark for a few weeks before Euphoria and Big Little Lies start.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm really counting until August and Succession comes back. You dig that one.
Yeah, I just got to sit here and...
I know. There's a lot on your list.
Yeah, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I know.
That's what she said.
I know. But getting back to The Mountain versus the Hound, that was pretty good. They did. That was some good
fight. I think that was the between. No, I'm just gonna go out and say it. Like that was the highlight of the episode.
Yeah. Well, like, that when he rips the helmet off, it's like, yep, that's who you've always been. Like that was cool.
Yeah, and the fact that we finally got to see what they did to bring him back,
dude. They said it took 8 hours to get him in all that makeup.
See how big he is in real life.
He said for an 8 a.m. shoot, he had to come in at midnight.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well,
put all that makeup on the muscles and everything.
They're definitely sweeping the craft categories of the Emmys.
Yeah.
Like, on a technical scale, you can't say that season 8's been bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact, too, that when they ripped off his armor and everything, mm-hmm. he had... I forget what the disease was called that...
Grayscale?
Yeah. They turned into stone or whatever.
Yeah, grayscale.
Yeah, he had part of that going on, and then he had he was purple and.
Well, he was just festering.
Yeah,
but
probably because he died.
Well, he did die.
Yes, I know.
Qyburn brought him back before the mountain killed Qyburn.
Yeah,
smashed his head against the wall.
Not even that. He just shoved him
Yeah.
He just flew right into that pillar. It was great.
I don't know what Qyburn thought it was going to happen, but they both him and the mountain dying in fire was perfect.
Yep.
It's exact because that's the foundation of their relationship.
Yeah. It was spot on.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next week we will talk about the finale for Game of Thrones. Then we'll figure out something to talk about the weeks after that because, you know, there isn't one thing we're all watching. I
think Desert Flippers is coming back.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well,
Christina.
Wait, what is Desert Flippers?
Oh, it's HGTV. Come on, Wes, get with it.
It's based in Palm Springs, so.
Yes.
Oh, I was gonna say if I'm gonna watch HGTV, I gotta go over to my parents' house.
Oh. Well, then Christina's show is starting I think this week or next week.
The Flipper Flop? Or?
Yeah.
Flipper
the
Flop.
The ex-wife from Flipper Flop.
Oh, see, I thought you said Flipper Flop.
No, Desert Flipper.
Dolphins.
Yeah, that's all. I'm like, what the hell is Flipper Flop?
It's about
Flop?
Dolphins. but also next week, I'm going to be having an interview. I'm going to have a writer, Akilah Cooper, come in to talk to me about her work on The 100, American Horror Story. And she recently got hired to write The Nun, too, so that's going to be fun. And we'll also talk about Game of Thrones, because she's been talking about that a lot lately, too.
There we go.
Yeah. So if you're in... If you're into, nerdy conversations about writing and what's going on with, the WGA, then you'll have a great time.
Oh, totes.
Well, hopefully we'll have some NFL news.
We always will. Maybe.
I don't know.
There's, always NFL stuff coming on.
We'll come
it
up
gets
with
really
something.
Dark this time of year, though.
We'll
it's
come
a lot
up with
of,
something.
Like, Tom Brady throwing footballs.
No
oh, you know what?
Exactly.
You know what the biggest news... Oh, no, we probably did talk about it a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray's feet hurting because of his new cleats.
We'll get into that next week.
We could talk about that next week.
You know, we can do a whole thing on this dumb NFL chatter.
There we go. That'll be the segment next week.
We're
not
part of the year. Just dumb NFL chatter. Oh, also...
did you hear Jared Goff went to that one restaurant?
Yeah, right. I know Allie and I will be talking about John Wick next week.
Ugh.
I know.
Maybe.
We're working on it.
I call out of work tomorrow.
We're working on it.
You've got to... Just use the Justin excuse.
What's the Justin excuse?
I've got explosive diarrhea.
No, that's his MO. Just having a kid excuse is good. That is an excuse for everything now. Oh, all right. She's sick. Oh.
Yep. So I've used that from time to time.
We'll have all that and more to talk about
next
week.
Last week.
Yeah. So say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, y'all.
Say goodnight, baby.
Goodnight,
baby. Love you.
All right, see you guys next week.